With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Governor Jared Polis is responding to critics who say he is reopening some businesses too early during the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Franz has more.
Polis says ending the stay-at-home order on Monday should not be considered a grand reopening celebration. He says residents still need to wear masks and only go out when they need to. At a press conference, he responded to the owner of a law firm who says opening more businesses on May 4th is, quote, reckless.
It's an opportunity to come back. In no way is it a mandate to go back.
Polis is allowing non-essential retailers to start offering curbside pickup next week. And if they can ensure customers can keep their distance from each other, they can reopen soon after that. Still no word on when and how restaurants and bars will reopen. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The Mobile Intercultural Resource Alliance, or MIRA, is providing a second day of free COVID-19 testing in El Jebel today. Melina Valsesia is MIRA's community connector. She said they were able to test 48 people last week and hope to do more today.
We want to test the most people we can to prevent the spread of the virus.
Those who are showing symptoms and looking to be tested should first call MIRA to be screened and approved for a test. Testing will be at Crawford Properties in El Jebel from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. Valsesia said they are also handing out free homemade masks and food boxes from Lift Up. A new report shows 2/3 of Colorado's children without internet access at home are Hispanic. CSU economist Phyllis Resnick says the majority of those children have at least one parent who is an essential worker.
So meaning that at least one of the parents is having to juggle working during this very difficult time with also having a young child who's home trying to distance learn in an environment where there's not internet access in the house.
Researchers recommend finding a way to provide the most vulnerable children with some schooling over the summer months. States around the Mountain West faced protests against stay-at-home orders in recent days. Critics say the so-called cure is worse than the disease, but a new analysis says otherwise. Camelia Kodalska reports.
According to new analysis from the University of Wyoming, getting rid of current social distancing policies will actually be worse for the economy. Author Linda Tunstrom says she looked at models that predict the spread of the novel coronavirus with and without social distancing, and then looked at how those two different models would affect our gross domestic product. She found the social distancing model did better.
We found that net benefits were $5.2 trillion on a national level.
Tunstrom says it's important for people to understand how policies may affect the economy.
You have people who are saying this makes no sense at all, and I just lost my job and I just lost my livelihood. So I think it really is important that we do these kind of analyses and we communicate them well.
Part of the analysis was based on the widely used and federally approved value of one human life at $10 million. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Camila Kodalska.
And I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.